Hi, and welcome to another gutter coming hot on the heels of the gutter I did only 48 hours ago. But this one is the gutters you love the best, the emergency gutters. You can hear some sort of noise in the background to herald that, something like that. Joining me in emergency gutter frenzy are Josh Williams, Steve Evans, back after quite a while away from the gutters and their emergency brethren, and Neil Atkinson. We're here, we convened our top boys today because the news broke last night that Mohamed Salah has all but agreed to extend his contract to Liverpool. Let's start with you, Josh and Williams. It's sort of, what were your reactions, really? I mean, it was everywhere suddenly, but there was everywhere in a sort of kind of low-key way. Do you know what I mean? It's not defo done, but it seems like it's done.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really good news. Really happy about it. And
if it is good news.
Yeah, I suppose we'll know that over the course of the next 2 years.
But I mean, what I meant is it's just not confirmed. No one wants to confirm the motherfucker is what I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, it is virtually confirmed based on what I've seen. It's obviously good news, and I'm not that surprised either, to be honest. I think this was always the direction of travel. Obviously, a lot of PR noise in there and things like that. But Salah's still very much experienced in his prime based on what we've seen this season. He's chasing certain records and things like that. We know his number's obsessed. And if you look at the alternatives for him, like clubs that he could have realistically lined up at inside Europe's big five leagues, just not a lot of options out there. And from a Liverpool perspective, similar, really. You know, the market for position for players in his position is quite scarce. So it just made sense for all parties to just get a deal done. I think it makes sense as well to wait, you know, towards the back end of his contract to get that deal done, because he is, how old is he, 33 or something? So that's a normal standard procedure. I think one of the reasons we were panicking was because it was alongside Virgil and it was alongside Trent. But all things considered, if this deal gets done, I think it will be a case of like, what were we all worried about then?